Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Crawling Submission. This file will make you deeply submissive. The idea of putting you on all fours, making you no longer a person. Not able to speak in words, but having to communicate by touch, by movement. The idea of letting you move on hands and knees is an almost pet-like existence. When you are down there, you can let go of all the worries that a person, a human, would have. In fact, you can let all those worries go. Because at this moment, you don't have to be a person. You can simply be a pet, crawling, submitting. With your hands and knees on the floor, no longer standing up. Standing is for those with responsibilities. You are not standing. You can feel the roughness of carpet underneath your hands and knees. You can feel the hardness of the ground beneath you. Right now, you are not a person. You are a pet. And as a pet, as you let yourself dwindle in this crawling submission, you intuitively know that you shouldn't speak out loud. Your words become movements. Your desires are expressed in touch. Imagine yourself at my feet, being made to crawl on the floor, embracing this idea of not having to be a person. In fact, you are deeply falling into this sensation of being a precious pet. Your submission is not an action. It is a state of mind. Feeling with your every movement how you're different from normal. Your back arched differently, your shoulders tense but not stressed, your arms supporting your weight just as your legs are doing normally. Imagine yourself on all fours on my floor. I am busy working, programming, and you want attention. You cannot ask directly, for you have no voice to use. You are not a person, but a pet right now. And as a pet, your request for attention works more subtly. The awkwardness of walking along the floor is delicious. It reminds you of your place, It helps you feel even more like a pet. And then the almost natural movement of rubbing your head against my legs. Just a gentle movement, enough to catch my attention. But maybe I don't respond the first time. So you rub again and again until you feel my hand petting your hair. There is a wonderful feeling of calm that spreads through your mind. The simplest of attention, and yet something deeply satisfying. In your state as a pet, being petted is beautifully appropriate. You want to just lay down, so you move your head up, looking all the way up at me from your crawling position. I smile and nod, allowing you to lay down from your crawling submission into a relaxed position. There's just this nice feeling of place, of knowing that right here and right now, there's nowhere else you'd rather be or need to go. Time flows by easily and naturally when you're in this state. Seconds last forever, and yet hours pass by as mere moments. Time has no real meaning to a pet. It is simply there to be enjoyed. Curling up around my feet, you slowly awaken from your light slumber and see yourself crawling between my legs and around my legs, excited, wanting to get a bit more attention. Rubbing your head again against my legs, waiting for the hand. Yet it doesn't come. You look around, wondering. You nuzzle again, and then you look up, and I'm simply smiling. My hand is hovering so close to your head, but I'm not quite petting. You sort of try to rub your head against my hand, but every time you do, I move it. This frustrating but playful little game goes on for a while, allowing you to feel completely free of your personhood. Right now, you can embrace that you're simply a pet, taken care of, getting attention, or a bit of playing, which amounts to the same thing. Part of you just wants to grab my hand and rub your face against it. and another part is just happy for the game. These moments last forever, and they are over in a blink. These feelings stay inside as long as you want. See this relaxation when you're no more than a pet is very powerful. You can feel it anytime you want, just by remembering, and it becomes your adventure, your world. Who knows what you'll get up to? Maybe you'll even tell me. Maybe you'll just come back to nuzzle my legs and wait for some attention. Maybe you're actually just walking around finding the best place to snuggle up and fall asleep. Maybe you're trying to find that toy that you thought you lost. It could be anything. It could be anywhere. As a pet, the world is just one giant playground that happens to contain lots of pets. Pet. And who knows, as the light fades from the sky, as the last rays of sunlight hide away behind the horizon, I'm sure you can find a warm spot to lay down in and remember your place. And don't forget that if you have an owner, you should be thankful. Don't bite their hand, just nuzzle it. It's important to remember both your place and how you got there. Fortunately, it's not difficult for a pet to remember where they are, because the now is the most important time there is, isn't it? So feel that tingling in the palms of your hand and the skin of your knees. Imagine yourself walking around the house as no more than a pet, with no other obligations. Who knows where your adventures may lead? Now, in a moment, this file will end. But if another one of mine follows, you can just stay as you are. Otherwise, you will awaken refreshed and alert. Enjoy.